fall down to when it reached the point of maximum pressure, the wave wasn't a proper sine or cosine wave.
Yeah, I think
it seemed to flatline at the trough.
Yeah, I think
and
that's.
I was just wondering, is that just the way it's been set up, or?
Yeah, I think that the amplitude was just too big for the microphone, so it kind of saturated the amplifier and the microphone
because
you can't go a higher voltage than the voltage supply on the amplifier, so then it kind of just.
That's
flats.
What I'd thought.
Yeah,
it
so
was
I think
just,
I did.
Just in case for some kind of unusual explanation behind.
No, you're exactly right. That's exactly the reason why, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem. Cheers. Hi. Right, okay. Yeah, no, I can. That's good. I can do that. Let me get some sure. Okay, so for the open tube, you have. I'll just draw the displacement. Displacement pressure is the opposite. So for the open tube, that's the first one. Just for the closed tube, it has to look like this. And the reason is that this is kind of a wall, so the little air pockets here can't move. So there has to be no displacement. Whereas with the open tube, you open to the atmosphere, that's where they can have the most displacement because they're kind of free. So the fact that you've done that makes the wave have to fundamentally change. As soon as you test. You're applying a kind of a, what's called a boundary condition on the wave because you know it has to be a node here. So you know it has to be an anti node here. If open, so the only time the voice wave is going to go like this. Whereas with an open tube, you know, the amplifier here, so then it has to kind of look back kind of just because of being the boundary condition. So the that's why that one's an octave lower. But then as you go up, again, the boundary conditions come in, so, you know, you've always got this restriction, you have a node here and an anti-node there, so you always have to have something here, so the next one up is just going to be like that. Well, that one does now, yeah. But the main restriction is that this has to be a node and that has to be an anti-node, so, and it has to have this, because the sound is kind of that, you know, roughly a sine wave, it has to have this kind of a shape, so you're kind of restricted in the ones which will actually build up the resonance in the tubes. This is the next one up, and if this one was lambda, what was four, did you kind of get that? Yeah, this is the tube, yeah. And this one, 3 lambda over 4, fits in the tube. Ah, okay, that's because we know that the full wavelength would look like that. So you've got 3 lambda over 4 inside the tube, and the other lambda over 4 would be outside. So the only part that's inside the tube is 3 lambda over 4.
Okay.
And it's got to be because this is a maximum here, so you know that if you look at the full wave. It's kind of, it's this, you know, it's going from here to here.
Okay.
That's 3 lambda over 4. But you're saying why can't it stop here or something like that? Well, it's because it has to be in a position of the maximum kind of displacement to be, because that's where the thing is reaching the atmosphere, where it's free to kind of move here, so that's the kind of the...
Yeah, I got it now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, ask me, think about asking again next week if you don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
all right,
you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go. If you drop that, I'll.
I'll get my coat.
I'll
Christopher.